Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17th of the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Jaafar Ali. Is here. He is CEO of an e-commerce company, PulseTV.com. Jaafar, thanks again for hanging out with me and telling us about PulseTV.
PulseTV is an e-commerce company that we started back in 1998. We used to do television direct response, so we did Riverdance and Lord of the Dance and the Honeymooners, and we did those campaigns on television, and we saw the internet as being the place to go. So we moved from doing advertising on television, where the eyeballs were shifting over to the online space, and we created an e-commerce company to sell products, and that's what we're doing now.
I see. So what would be an example of one of your products?
We sell anything from electronics to kitchen gadgets to DVDs.
All right, that sounds good. So we're talking about Jaafar's position on mainstream media. He wrote an article called "The Poverty of the Mainstream Media and Why It's Crashing." And in the previous segment, Jaafar, you explained to us what the mainstream media is, who they are. They're the big broadcast networks, all the big cable networks, and all the big newspapers, and they all have a point of view. Now, here's what's interesting about them: they all have a point of view. But they don't all have the same point of view. For example, we know that MSN and Fox are mortal enemies. They're on one side of both sides, either side of the spectrum of political thought. But do they both do the same thing? Are they both trying to reframe and define how we talk about issues?
Absolutely. I mean, while they have different point of views, just like Republicans and Democrats have the same, have different point of views, but they're within the same frame. See, whether you're Fox on conservative or MSNBC, more liberal Democrat, they define the parameters of acceptable debate. Okay,
yeah.
What is acceptable? Okay, you can disagree within those acceptable parameters. Okay,
right.
So I lump them together, okay? So whether you were Fox or MSNBC, they both ignored Ron Paul's. You know, they both will ignore the Federal Reserve issues. They both will ignore alternative explanations, alternatives, okay? And so what's happening, and I once wrote a blog post that the mainstream media is losing audience one constituency at a time. Because what they do, Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You're doing good.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So both, whether you're Fox or MSNBC, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, they put the box around the issues. They control what you're going to speak at the water cooler. But they're not. Why they're crashing is that
there are a couple of reasons, I guess. One is they only have so much time, but they do seem to get hung up on things. They do seem to get stuck on things. I agree with that. But there's also a financial part of it. We can never underestimate the power of the producer, because I've said for years ago, if a network could get away with it, if they could sell advertising by saying nothing but curse words the 24/7, and they could get away with it, and that would sell advertising, they would do it. That would be fine with them. I've always felt that the television networks, at least, were like that, because it's as if the content isn't important. It's what can I do to sensationalize? What can I draw your attention? Like, one of the things that drives me nuts is Fox's their breaking news thing. They'll be breaking news about something that's 2 weeks old. But it's to get your eyeballs to be attracted to it, and so that's not serving me. That's been trying to manipulate me. And what you're saying, I think, Jaafar, is their people have other options now. They don't have to put up with being manipulated. Is that not the essence of what you're saying?
Absolutely. And so if you take a look, the newspaper industry has had 27 quarters in a row of declining audience. Think about that. And declining revenues, by the way.
But that's not just because of the framing of the issue. It's because it's that's part of it, but that's not all of it. I mean, I don't read New York Times because I don't like the fact that they'll actually editorialize on the front page. I think they've lost their way philosophically as a news organization, and so that's the reason I don't use New York Times. But I don't read the Wall Street Journal in print anymore. I read it on my iPad or on my cell phone.
Right, but you see, my premise is that they're losing audience more than a technological shift to the online. They're losing the audience precisely because of what you had said, it is the content itself. So if for example, if I can use a couple examples, if you were a Ron Paul supporter, and by the way, I didn't vote for Ron Paul. I never voted Republican nor Democrat, right? But if you were a Ron Paul supporter, you'd know that the mainstream media treated him very shabbily. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so the Ron Paul constituency said, wait a second. You know, I happen to have been in Maine, you know, and I'm from Chicago. I happen to have been in Maine at the time on vacation with my wife when the Ron Paul delegation was unseated.
Well, yeah, I remember that. Well, you know, but, you know, Ron Paul he's part of his own problem, though. He goes out on the bleeding edge a little bit sometimes for most folks. But you're right, the media control that. When we come back, I'm going to ask Jafar Ali to tell us what he thinks things are going to look like maybe in 5 years. Tintail, stay with us.
You make the younger mom cry. You got to...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.